This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, Rickies? Good morning. Happy Open Line Thursday to all that celebrate. 800-636-1067. You're welcome to call us throughout the show. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by our good friends at Crop Metcalf. Go to cropmetcalf.com if you want to be one of their five-star technicians. You got a four-man junk show on this Thursday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops. On the Instagram, Jason Bishop is here. Happy. Hopefully he stayed up for the entire Caps game last night, but he probably didn't.
No, I went to bed after Willie scored.
After the Willie goal.
Three zippy, I said, game over. I'm not going to blow a three zippy lead.
I'm glad that you at least saw that much.
Yeah.
Went to bed after that. Good. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched a little bit of the fourth this morning just to make sure that the Canadians didn't come back, but no, I went to bed last night.
Very good. The fourth?
The what?
Did you say you watched a little bit of the fourth?
I'm sorry.
The third.
I meant I was thinking fourth quarter, but yeah,
all
third.
Good. All
sorry.
Good.
Sorry.
John Paul Flame is here too.
Stayed up for the Caps game, and then I stayed up for the Timberwolves Lakers game.
Oh, man. Doubled it.
That is 1 a.m.
That is either impressive or the workings of a lunatic.
Did you stay up for the JJ Redick presser where he walked out? Here's $2 I owe you.
I was unaware that you owed me $2, but I mean, this.
Yeah, I did the emotional hedge, and I took the Canadians last
this
night.
This is good tip money. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I believe the JJ Redick walkout happened before the game.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, he was asked about
if he was substitute in the second half.
He was asked about. Well, he talks to his assistant.
So he was asked about the previous game.
Where he left, say in the next game, would you do it?
Yeah, okay.
They're kind of insinuating.
He took offense because the reporter asked, paraphrasing, something like, "Hey, do you think today you'll listen to your assistants about taking guys out?" And he's like, "I always talk to my assistants."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Walked out. And then he walked out. Okay. All right. So
and then he proceeded.
The game.
Let me tell you something. That guy is stubborn. He didn't play a center the entire game. And that's why Rudy Gobert had 27 points and 24 rebounds.
Well, maybe that's a reason that they're on vacation at this point, too, and booking trips to Cancun. Eric Bickle's also here wearing his Capitals gear.
Yeah, I'm
on a victory Thursday.
I'm feeling the spirit of it. I was moved watching the game yesterday. Very, very impressive.
Of course. So the Capitals advance. They dispatch of Montreal in five games. The Gentlemen's sweep. They send them back to Montreal and back to their trash fans. Huh. And they are now on vacation as the Caps advance. They win a playoff series on home ice for the first time in a decade.
And it's the first series win in the playoffs since they won the cup.
That is correct. Seven years,
which is kind of crazy. It's a crazy stat.
So the season continues. The Capitals will be facing the Carolina Hurricanes in the next round of the Stanley Cup.
Do we know when that starts?
Haven't seen any start times yet for that, but I'm sure that'll be coming out in the next few days.
I'm going to guess that's going to be Monday.
Yeah,
maybe Tuesday.
Not sure.
Cakes, I think you have some work to do.
I think I do.
I think we have some work to do.
We're stuck on 13. We're stuck on the Baker's dozen. So now we will tick that down to a dozen wins for the Stanley Cup.
So I think, the Caps, what they do is they take pucks, right? They put them in the locker room, signifying each win. That's my understanding.
Yeah, I think the other day, the guy that got the puck put it in the wrong slot.
Is that right?
Yes, it's correct. Yeah. I can't remember who it was, but he definitely put it in the wrong spot, and then all of his teammates chastised him and said, "You got to put it in the other spot."
Right, right, right.
Do the Stanley Cup playoffs? Does the schedule? Do they wait until all of the first round series are before
I think
they
that's
start the
way
the
they
round?
Like to do it because they like to have like synergy. They don't want the second round starting. I believe before the first round is done.
Right.
In the different conferences.
Right.
So, I think the Caps they're gonna probably be playing a waiting game at this point, at least for a few days.
So early next week, which would be nice to get a little time off.
I don't know. I don't know exactly how it's scheduled.
I don't either. I'm just guessing that way.
But listen, unbelievable. Great performance last night. Their goalies, I was tweeting about this yesterday, their goalie was absolutely unbelievable too at times. Logan Thompson made some huge saves, obviously.
Yeah. Logan Thompson was awesome. But that save Dobesh made on Willie from point blank.
That was crazy.
That was pretty impressive.
It was crazy.
He's not as good as our guy. Our guy has been outstanding the entire series. Well,
and in the first period, you saw, the Caps just came out with, it was a fury. They were on fire.
The weird part about that is they were getting outshot,
Outshot.
They were carrying the action, but they were getting outshot 9-2.
But the outshot thing is, and I was reminded of it as I was watching it, is we were taking shots, but they weren't counting because they weren't on cage.
It's one of the dumbest rules, I think, in all of sports.
Yeah.
You can get a quality look at the goal, but if it doesn't,
I can't remember
it's
who
not
what.
Right on the net.
Was it that just he missed the bar by an inch, and he doesn't get credit?
Doesn't count as shot. And so it looks more lopsided if you're just looking at it from a stats perspective. Yeah. I think at one point it might have been 8-1 or something. I could be wrong. It might not have been that disparate, but I looked at it and I went, well, that's definitely not true. I've seen 5 shots, and then I had to remind my brain, they're only counting ones that are on cage.
And a lot of the Canadian shots in the first period were right in Logan Thompson's belly.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They had no shot of going in.
It's certainly not a perfect stat.
Yeah, it's not.
But but you can look at it sometimes and go, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they played great.
Get in my belly!
Obviously, it was a favorable matchup for them. You felt the inevitability of it as the series progressed. But man, I'll tell you, I watch these games like a big scaredy cat. I really do. I have confidence in that they're a good team, but I don't have any sort of bizarre confidence that we're just going to mow through these teams.
No, of course not.
This is a juggernaut of teams.
They're minefields to get through these Stanley Cup playoff games. But it did give.
And I feel like a lot of luck goes their way too.
Gave me great pleasure that Willie got the third goal, because I know that there had to be a lot of Montreal fans' tears flowing up north, which gives me great pleasure at this point.
Right, right.
To see that fan base just tortured by Tom Wilson and the Caps, and got sent home, and the Caps are advancing. Makes me feel good right here in my ticker.
Do they do the handshake line?
Yes, they do.
They did that?
Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
So Willie and Josh Anderson shook hands.
They talked for a second.
Yep.
Respect they have. Listen, all those guys, even when they beat the hell out of each other, they respect each other when it's all said and done. Yeah, they know what they're doing.
It's so weird.
I think about it a lot when there's these little scrums in front of the goalies. And both teams are just doing what they're supposed to be doing. The offensive team is trying to stick at that puck, get to that puck, get to that puck, try to get it in. And the defensive team is trying to protect their goalie.
Yep.
They know what, and then when they start scrumming, they know what they're doing. They're each doing what they're supposed to do. So at the end of the day.
I get that, but when you have a bench fight and Willie and Anderson are trying to kill each other on the bench.
It's part of the
game.
Which
you never see. I get it.
Yeah.
It's just strange that after a series, they dap each other up. Hey, man. Good game, good series.
Say, hey, good fight,
it's
whatever.
It's just weird.
It might be weird, but they let it go.
I know
you're not good at letting it go. You're a grudge holder.
Yeah. Well, I would think some of those guys would be too, but I guess not.
I guess not.
It's a really classy thing, and I made sure my daughter, who's still with us, we have one still at home, I made sure she watched the line, and she thought that they do that after every game. I go, no. They only do this after the playoff series.
Yep, just at the end of the series.
Yeah. I think it is kind of trifling when you watch an NBA game and the game ends, everybody just rolls out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys hug each other, but bizarre how the coaches don't, shake hands. Like the regular season games, they just walk off. I don't know. I like it when you shake hands. I think it's respectful.
Baseball, they don't.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
But
it's a cool tradition.
Football, they give you a fake handshake.
At least they
do. We always analyze the fake handshake.
I just like it. I like the I like the routine of it. I like this the symbolism of
the respect.
Yeah, yeah. Baseball's a little different because they're on opposite dugouts. They're not quite as close to each other sometimes. I don't know. I like it. I like it. And it was an unbelievable series. I was completely transfixed by it. So ready for the next
one.
Schedule. Figure
on
out
to the next one.
Week and a half.
I do watch the game like a big scaredy cat, though. I don't have a bunch of confidence because I'm just scared.
I don't know, the way they came out of the gates in the first period last night just felt like it was going to be their night.
Yeah.
They were just on fire.
Locker talked about how they were moving their feet and they were skating so well.
Yeah.
So. Hey, Mike Marr was there. He took advantage of the offer.
Very good.
Our guy Chris from PNC Bank sent me an email, and I couldn't go because I had some other obligations. And I just threw it out there to all of you, and I was like, I don't know if any of these guys are going to take up on it. But Mike Marr went to the game. What was it like, Mike?
Mike. Did you send me an email?
Yes.
I never saw an email?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll never check the email.
Mike Marr?
Yeah, I was boots on the ground, man. Let me tell you, that's a tough barn to play in. It's just a matter of time till that ticker that cakes keep changing is down to Zippy. Because this is a Stanley Cup team.
I like that you're not hyping up Bell Center, which, by the way, is going to be quiet on Friday night.
Just it is.
Whisper quiet.
Well, you got that right.
That just makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Continue with your praise of Capital One. And the crowd.
Big shout out to Chris, man. I mean, that was just an awesome experience. Right at the center ice, in the suite, unlimited drinks, unlimited food.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a great time. I'm butt tired right now.
Did you go by yourself, or did you bring one of your boys?
So I asked him if I could get a couple tickets, and he was like, no. So yeah. I tried
you had one.
Yep, I went by myself.
Solo,
Metro
man.
Down.
It's okay.
Yeah, but met some cool people in the box, had a great time, and then got home not too late. But, yeah, I'm definitely tired right now.
Were you wearing Caps gear, I hope?
Oh, yeah. I was dripped out in the red.
Okay, perfect.
Blending right in.
Very good. Mm. Good to hear.
And, by the way, it goes without saying that Ovi goal off the faceoff win was one of the more exciting, most dynamic things I've ever seen. So quick. Goalie never had a shot.
Yeah.
That was just one of the slickest maneuvers overall, just like coordinated team play.
Mm-hmm. Stromer with the perfect draw right back to him.
I mean, yeah, and then, of course, Ovi's just going to bury that 100 times out of 100. I mean,
great commentary by Joe B, too, because he was like, that puck bounced off the back of the net and was out past the goalie before he even knew what was happening.
The puck comes at him so fast, you can't even see it.
I mean, no one in the world can stop that.
Especially since he was only, was he 15 feet away from him?
I mean, it was point-blank
range.
Probably
12 feet. 10 to 12.
You just got no shot.
Point-blank range.
That puck's probably going 90-plus miles an hour from 12 feet away.
Yeah.
Good luck tracking that and trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Gentlemen, sweep for the Caps. They advance. They move on. It is a victory Thursday here on The Fan. We'll be reveling in the Caps win all show long, and you're welcome to call us throughout the show, of course, 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday. Joining us on the show today, Neil Greenberg, Washington Post sports columnist. He'll be on with us at 7:20. We'll talk Caps and Kentucky Derby with Neil. And joining us on the phone at 8 a.m., Frank Caliendo. He'll be at the DC Improv in late May, May 20th and 21st. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock. So lots to get to here on the Junks. Forgot to mention during the open that our Caps coverage is brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com. Right now, don't forget Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joins us coming up just about an hour from now. That's 7:20. And our friend Frank Caliendo, he'll be at the DC Improv May 20th and 21st, but he's going to call us today at 8. So looking forward to that.
I just think about how much money Frank Caliendo has made in his career. Mm. You know, with the run he had on national TV, you know, doing all the NFL stuff.
Yep.
All the touring that he's done through the years, the
got
commercials. And he's still grinding.
I'm sure he does private gigs, like private comedy gigs that pay very well.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, that guy's just stacking money, just stacking dollars.
Still live in Arizona.
Great for him.
Isn't that where he lives, Arizona?
I think he's Arizona-based.
Yeah.
That's
why Drab loves him so much. He loves Arizona.
Was it Chet Holmgren or somebody? Remember he had like a big 7-footer that was like...
I don't think it was Chet Holmgren.
But it was like a big kid that played at a big school.
Big, like, gangly white dude that I think went to Arizona.
Yeah.
At some point. I don't remember his name.
We're going to have to follow up on that today.
Sure.
Yeah.
We haven't talked to Frank in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Seems like anyway.
But really good dude, so it's always fun to have him on.
All right, let's get into the Junk Sports page. Lots went down outside of the Caps clinching the series win on home ice last night.
Hey, we'll still talk about it. But the sports page is driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where they've got huge spring incentives. Means lower prices on your favorite models. So head on over. Ask for my guy, Josh Cochran. He's the GM. and make it Malloy, Malloy.com. I was talking to Josh Cochran yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He said out of the last 25 cars/trucks they've sold,
mm-hmm.
18 of them were referrals from us.
Look at that.
Really?
18 out of 25.
That's a really good
impressive.
I don't know what the percentage is.
I almost fell over.
But it's really good. It's a really high percentage.
So you told him, of course, you're going to get the best vehicle on the lot then, right? Whatever that is.
It's going to be a Tahoe. They're building a Tahoe for me in Texas.
Oh, nice.
Specially built. Look at you.
They're building
prima donna.
And they're going to ship it up here when it's done. Hopefully it's done in the next 30
18
days.
18 of 25?
I feel like
that's like 68-72%.
Sure.
The power of advertising on the junk. So I hope people are listening.
Valdez, can you crunch those numbers? 18 of 25.
I mean, they're getting
20
money's
of
worth.
25 is 4 out of 5, right? 80%. So it's like 70%.
Call it 70%. I'll go with 72. Good.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Hell yeah.
Very good.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's break down your Tahoe.
Okay.
So what kind of accoutrement, what kind of extras?
Just loaded. The only thing it's not going to have are the TVs in the back, the seats.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a six and a four-year-old.
Yeah, if you have young kids, that makes more sense.
You don't even need that.
I mean, moonroof, fully loaded, upgraded tires.
Hopefully they're upgraded, but they're thick.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between a sunroof and a moonroof, or is it just the terminology?
Maybe a little bigger. Possibly.
They are pretty big. The Tahoes are pretty
sometimes
big.
The moonroofs go from front to back. Sometimes, like, kind of even over the back second row.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a sunroof typically might just be your old traditional.
I had one on the lot that I was going to take.
It
was a beautiful, you know,
mm-hmm.
red. It was like a deep red.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to give me that one.
Mm-hmm.
But he said someone came in,
mentioned
us. Paid MSRP.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Look at you.
And he said,
you
know, dude, I got to sell it to this
person. You're doing is moving product.
I'm just moving
product off the lot. By the way, I need to get into your pockets. Is this a purchase by you? Is this a lease? Are we talking like trade? Like, what's going on here? Radio insider type deal.
What do you mean? Is it a...
Like, are you leasing it?
I'm not buying it.
Okay.
He's leasing it, and I'm sure they're covering
lease it,
his
and
lease.
They cover the lease.
Yeah. Right. Got it.
Yeah,
love that. It's fantastic.
So I'll let you guys know when I get that. All right. So we of course let off the show
Radio
with the Caps
Insider.
Beating the Canadians. So that series is Dunsky. Final score 4-1. Scored a couple in the first. Ovi with that goal. Willie scored the third goal in the second, and they cruise. Logan Thompson, of course, was awesome. So now they wait and see when they're going to start the series against the Carolina Hurricanes, who took out the Devils.
I don't need to dig deep for who to hate on the Hurricanes. We hate their head coach.
Rod Brindamore.
He has a very hateable face.
Oh, yeah.
So I've already got him on lockdown.
No, he looks like a guy that wants to kick your ass all day long.
Oh, and he could. And he did back in his day.
No, I sat behind him. I've told you many times. Yeah. I sat behind him. When I went there in Carolina, I went to a game. The games are actually, I don't know if they still are, they used to be on NC State's campus.
Yeah.
And
no, they're not on the campus. They're just outside.
They're
it's
Raleigh,
right there. It's right there.
It's pretty close to campus, but it's just off the campus.
Not a great arena. Kind of very, just blah. I'm going to talk about a blah arena. I sat literally right behind him, and he looked like he wanted to eat you.
Mm-hmm.
The entire time. I was like, who's this guy? This is the most intimidating guy I've ever seen.
I mean, he played in the league forever. I'll have to pull up his stats, but he was in the league for a long time.
Right. Yeah. Just square jawed.
Yeah. Scars on his face.
Yeah,
like
he'll
beat your ass.
Kick your ass.
But hopefully Caps beat his team's ass in the next round.
When's the last time we played Carolina in the playoffs?
I believe it was 2019.
Okay, so we lost to them, obviously.
That was when somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe Ovi put his countryman to sleep. Svechnikov decided to tangle with Ovi, and Ovi punched his lights out.
Okay.
Like, just destroyed him, put him right to sleep.
I don't remember that.
I think we were doing an appearance during that game, and we saw that somewhere in D.C.
Okay.
Back in 2019.
So 2019.
Yep.
All right. And, of course, the Caps haven't won a playoff series since they won the Cup, so they lost that series. I believe the Caps played Carolina four times this year, and I think they split.
They did split. Each team, I think, won on visiting ice.
Okay.
None of the home teams won.
Now, who'd you say? Who are their studs, though? Forget about who you're going
to
hate.
I'd have to look
up their roster.
I'm too busy looking up how long Brind'Amour was in the league.
Yeah.
Started in 88 and played through 2010. That's a long run.
What is that, 22 years?
I mean, he's,
yeah.
Yeah, he was a, looks like he did 1 year overseas, I guess maybe during the lockout year.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he played from 88 to 2010.
All right, so I'm going to their stats.
I mean, I'll give you their leading scores.
Is Sebastian Aho still there? I don't even know.
Sebastian Aho was their leading scorer with 74 points. Seth Jarvis had 67. Martin Nikas had 55. Svechnikov, who you just mentioned, he's still there. He had 48. And then
I can't remember
some guy. Oh, Jordan Staal.
Okay.
We've heard of the Staal. How many Staals are there?
Seems like there's a handful.
100.
I don't know if it was Locker or John Walton where I heard this nugget, but the Hurricanes just pour shots on net. So Logan Thompson is probably going to be a busy guy in round two.
Hmm.
Like they come across the blue line and they're just firing.
I believe they've got a Russian goaltender, Kochetkov.
Okay.
Kochetkov.
Don't know much about him.
For the regular season, he was at a 2.6 GAA. So I'm not sure if he's the guy for the postseason.
But they were pretty dominant in the first round. They took care of the Devils in five games, kind of like the Caps took care of Montreal in five games. So should be a fun competitive series.
So elsewhere, last night, Florida eliminated Tampa. They win that game 6-3, so they win the series in five. And St. Louis lost at Winnipeg. So Winnipeg, who was, of course, a big favorite in that series, they won that game 5-3 at home. They lead the series 3-2. So they'll go back to St. Louis for game six. Tonight, you've got one, two, three. You've got four games tonight.
You won't do a four-game puck parlay tonight.
Sure, I will.
I think you should.
I won't win it, but I'll do it. Toronto's at Ottawa. All right, so Toronto's trying to close out that series in Ottawa, game six. Vegas is at Minnesota. They also lead that series 3-2. Dallas is at Colorado. Dallas leads that series 3-2.
Yep, Dallas can close them out on the road tonight.
And the Kings are in Edmonton. Edmonton leads that 3-2. So you've got a bunch of game sixes, all 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy. So a lot of playoff hockey going on. Sad news. We kind of talked about this yesterday, which is, I just couldn't believe it. John Elway, they were playing at a golf course, and John Elway was driving the golf cart. And his business partner slash agent jumped on the back of it.
Basically one of his best friends.
One of his best friends jumped on the back of it, fell, hit his head. His name was Jeff Spurbeck. And he was in a coma, I think, before last night?
Yeah.
Or life support.
They basically said he was Dunsky before he died.
Well, he did pass away.
Yeah, just horrible. Probably took him off life support. That's just
awful story.
Can you imagine how that affects John Elway for the rest of his...
playing golf with your friend, and then the next thing you know, he falls off and strikes his head.
For the rest of his life, John Elway is going to think, every single day he's going to think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, he didn't do anything wrong, but it's just terrible.
I just hope that there wasn't you know what involved.
Well, I'm sure alcohol was involved on all counts.
Well,
that's the issue. Both guys.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
All right, NBA last night, we kind of talked about the Lakers. They were eliminated by Minnesota 103-96. So Minnesota advances. We talked about J.J. Redick storming out of the press conference before the game.
What would you say the overall, listen, it's a disappointment. They make that big move. They think that maybe, you know, they get on a little run there in the middle of the season. Think maybe they, you know, be a little bit tougher competitor in the playoffs, lose the first round. How do you think overall you would grade him as a coach?
I think he did a pretty good job. They got
my perspective is
50 wins.
Pretty good.
The narrative, though, of this series was that it was an upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess technically it is. The Lakers had home court. The Minnesota Timberwolves were in the Western Conference Finals a year ago. Anthony Edwards went on the run. Then Luka and the Mavericks beat him to get to the NBA Finals. But they had one less win. Remember we talked about the Western Conference? If you were to look at the standings at the end of the season, the difference between the 2 seed and the 8 seed was 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people out of an 82 game season, big upset. It's crazy.
The Lakers were 50-32. The Timberwolves were 49-33.
Mm-hmm.
So you had home court, but when they made that trade initially, people said some people thought Dallas won the trade initially and that long term the Lakers would win the deal because they've got a 26-year-old star in mm-hmm. Luka Doncic. They have a flawed roster. Like I was thinking about it, like JJ played all his guys in the last game in the second half, which was probably absurd. They ran out of gas, but he's got nobody to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the bench, he's got Bronny.
He's not going to play him.
He's got one of the Morrises who's been there forever.
Markieff.
Last night, he was so desperate. He played Maxi Kleber, who was a contributor with the Dallas Mavericks for years. He was part of the trade. He had a broken foot. He hadn't even practiced all season with the Lakers. And they were like, you're good to go? Let's give you a shot. Now, he only played a couple minutes.
Yeah, he played 5 minutes.
But Rudy Gobert was just devouring them because they had nobody down low. He had nobody tall.
Well, that's what they got to do. They got to go out and get a center for next year. I mean, he was questioned about not playing a center against Gobert. Well, who? I guess you could go with Jackson Hayes, but he knows his team. He knows his team. He knows if Jackson Hayes can go out there and produce. Mm-hmm. He clearly thought he could not, or he would have played.
They have a ton of metrics that are telling them what lineups are doing the best.
Okay, you but are you not going to play a 7-footer when Gobert is out there dominating?
I don't know.
I think you have to try it at least.
Well, he clearly doesn't think he could compete.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he probably has some metrics to back it up too.
All right, but
I think he's a stubborn dude. He gets frustrated. And
I was surprised sort of how ornery he got as the season progressed.
And I think the Jackson Hayes deal, the game before, he had four minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they drafted Dalton Connect in the first round, and when he played this year in the regular season, he had some really good games.
Seemed like he did okay.
But he never played him in the postseason. Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, my
played
guy Luka.
Games.
Yeah, he played
my guy Luka
almost every game in the regular season.
Played terrible defense. Yeah. Which is why Nico Harrison
does.
And the Dallas Mavericks traded him. Yes, but sometimes he's more engaged. And LeBron, he'll give you some block shots, but he's a shell of himself. Like, he had a couple dunks, but he just, when Luka's not in the game, their offense stinks. And then Austin Reeves got hyped up a lot this year.
Well, he
against the really good team like this, he got exposed. He had a ton of turnovers. Terrible three-point shooting.
I can't remember.
They got a flawed roster.
I can't remember who we had on the show during the regular season a couple months ago. There's a guy who used to play for the Wizards who lives in San Antonio, covers the Spurs.
Antonio Daniels?
Yeah. Oh, maybe it was Daniels, yeah. And remember we asked him, this was after the trade, we asked him, all right, how do you think the Lakers mm-hmm. are set up now because they were playing pretty well after the Luka trade? He goes, let's wait to the playoffs. Remember, right. Remember he said that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not gonna worry about what they're doing in January mm-hmm. against bad teams. Let's wait until the playoffs. Well, he nailed it because they played a better team, clearly, in the playoffs. Golden State also lost last night. Houston beat them 131-116, so they'll head back to Golden State for Game 6. Golden State leads that 3-2.
EBGC, your guy, Pat Spencer, he's the lacrosse player, right?
Oh, yeah.
He headbutted Sengun.
Yeah, no, he's a tough dude. He's a big dude, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why his story, listen, no one will care in the broad thing because lacrosse is a niche sport. But to be the best player in lacrosse and to abandon, he would have been a stud in the PLL and, and it made some money, but nothing like NBA money. But to abandon that
mm-hmm.
and then to go try to play basketball at Northwestern, did a great job there. Maybe only averaged like 10 points or something, but he just got that going again. And then to stick with it and be in the G League and to be now 28 years old and to be in the playoffs and to be, I'm not saying he's some big contributor, but to just be on the roster and to be playing in the NBA.
Pretty sick.
Sick athlete.
You can tell he loves to do it because
he loves it.
He's highly skilled, but that was kind of an unprecedented game. Kerr waved the white flag in the third quarter.
Yeah.
He pulled all his guys in the third quarter. So Spencer got run. I don't know how many minutes he got. He probably got close to 20 minutes.
I saw he scored five. He got 14. Seven. He had 11 points.
He had 14 minutes.
But one of his more productive outings.
Well, the Rockets, though, had to bring their starters back in because they had about a 30-point lead.
Yeah.
And so Kerr's like, Curry, you're done. Draymond Green, you're done. All the top guys were done. And so it's the Scrubinis, including Pat Spencer, and they make a run, and all of a sudden, the Rockets have to put their starters back on the court because it got to like 14 or 12.
It's funny how Spencer is like 5 inches shorter than Sengun, and he still
gave him a little headbutt.
It was like a chin butt.
Yeah.
He's a thick dude.
Oh, I'm sure he's very strong.
Can you imagine how he dominated? I mean, he dominated in lacrosse.
And all right, so tonight you've got two more games. New York Knicks are at Detroit. That's game six. Knicks lead that 3-2. Denver is at the Clips. Denver leads that 3-2. Real quick, baseball from last night. Not a good night for the Nats or Jake Irvin. He had probably his worst start of the year. He had three consecutive starts leading up to last night where he only gave up, I believe, three earned runs in 21 innings. So he was really dealing. But Schwarber hit a bomb and a three-run bomb in the first. That's back-to-back games that he's hit one in the first. So he's killed him, and Phillies roll to 7-2 win. So not a good night for Jake Irvin. Orioles beat the Yankees. We were just killing the Orioles yesterday, but they win the series, and they win that game 5-4. Cade Povich started, didn't get through the fifth. Bullpen, I think they threw six guys out of the bullpen and held the Yankees to one run in for those six relievers. Judge hit his 10th homer, but they win the game 5-4. So nice job for the Orioles, the undermanned Orioles, beating the Yankees. Cubs-Pirates in Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh wins the game 4-3, but that's not the story. A fan fell 21 feet.
21 is what feet. I heard. Terrifying video if you haven't seen it.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see that. I
mean, and then what happened?
Seventh inning during
dead the... Dead ski or landed on a person or something?
Oh, he went to the hospital. He landed on the track.
He's in critical condition.
He landed on the field.
He's not going to make it.
I don't know if he's going to make it. They really didn't talk about that. But he was rushed to Allegheny General Hospital. This was in the seventh inning.
Was he like going for a ball or was just hammered?
I think he was just celebrating like a hit or whatever the action was happening on the field. And he got overzealous, went over the rail, did at least one somersault, lands on the warning track.
Well, I just don't see how you could survive that.
Not good.
I mean, did he land like on his back? What did he
Looked like he landed on his head. It's horrifying video.
Yeah, I can't see it. I don't want to watch it.
It's blurry, but you see it. It looks like
I think you should see it. I think you should watch it.
No way.
Just to see how it unfolded.
I can't.
We've all sat in those seats before. You know, at some point in your life, I've always been struck by how you could just lean over and fall.
Well, Yeah. There's a big rail right there, like waist level.
Waist level. That's not that high. I would like it to be over my head.
You can't see the game.
He wasn't wearing a shirt, so
yeah, he was hammered.
I'm sure he was hammered.
Hopefully he survives. Hopefully he comes through it, because that was a scary incident last night in Pittsburgh.
Real quick, we were kind of hammering the Rockies yesterday. They actually won their fifth game. They beat the Braves 2-1 last night in Denver, which is shocking because it's Coors Field and balls just fly.
Right. Three-run game.
Three-run score, but they win their fifth game. They're 5-25. Also, the Dodgers won 12-7. They've got a five-game win streak. They've scored 51 runs in the five games. They won 12-7 last night. Their last two games, both against the Marlins, 15 and 12 runs. They've scored 27 runs in the last two games. And like I said, Phillies beat the Nats. They'll play one more tonight, 6:45, to close the series before the Nats go to Cincy.
Don't forget, coming up at 7:20, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. We'll talk Caps and Kentucky Derby with him here on The Fan. So we wanted to get into this story about the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, whose son pranked Shedeur Sanders by calling him and posing. I believe he posed as Mickey Loomis, like one of the personnel guys from the Saints, saying the Saints were going to select him in the draft, like had him on the phone. So he pranked it. He performs the prank, films it, puts it on Instagram. It becomes a big thing, a big viral thing. So the NFL fines the Atlanta Falcons $250,000 for the incident. They fine Jeff Ulbrich $100,000. Can you imagine having to pay the freight because your kid is a goofball moron who comes into your iPad and steals a draft prospect's phone number, writes it down, and then thinks it's a good idea to go post it on Instagram while his buddies is laughing in the background.
Did you watch him speak?
Terrible parenting.
I saw a little bit of.
I mean, he
was contrite.
He's not disputing it. He's, I don't know that there's any precedent. And I know $100,000 a lot, but he played in the NFL for many, many years.
He's been a coach
for many, many years.
Okay, but like
he's a defensive coordinator.
He's making. I'm sure he's making good money. I'm sure, like as a DC, you're probably making $1 million, $1.5 million, maybe more. I don't know, maybe more than that. But $100K fine. That is a lot.
I know it's a lot.
He's not making Sean McVay or Mike Tomlin
type
of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's the NFL. I think you have to have some standards, and he obviously didn't secure these numbers.
He said,
and so they put teeth into it. It's a deterrent.
Okay, but the last thing you think, if you had an iPad out at your house with Trump and Trump's number, would your son write it down and call Trump?
No, my kids do stupid things.
I mean, how stupid is that?
But I don't think they would do that.
I mean, it's the dumbest thing ever. The last thing Jeff Ulbrich's worrying about is his son jotting down Shador Sanders' number and he's going to prank him.
Like, I'm behind closed doors, I'm sure he read. I'm sure he read his kid the Riot Act. I mean, could you imagine?
I can't even imagine
the tongue lashing he's giving his kid. 21. Can you imagine? Like,
I just know
his dad's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Like, his dad played in the NFL. He's coached in the NFL for a long time.
Well, the thing is there's an epidemic of these prank calls because you're seeing more and more guys. Even Connerly here by the Commanders, their first round pick, he said he was pranked.
Right.
Somebody else, I can't remember. I'm reading them. He was pranked. It's an epidemic of people, and probably because this stuff's going viral on social media and giving everybody the great idea to do that.
That's the last thing Jeff Ulbrich expected.
Now, this is a much different scenario because my kid was very young when this happened. But my youngest son, Brendan, he had to have been 6 or 7 years old when this happened. He was playing some iPhone app, a game on the iPhone. And he didn't realize that if you bought the add-ons on the app, that they actually cost real money.
Yeah.
Because he was 6 or 7 years old. He had no idea.
Usually you have to approve it as a parent, or maybe you didn't set it up that way.
I don't know.
You didn't set it up that way.
I think he had my wife's phone. Uh-huh. And so he's just buying all these in-app purchases. We didn't know about it until we got the phone bill. And the phone bill was literally $2,000. And we're like, how did this happen? And then we just looked it up. There's a million in-app purchases for $1,400.
Right.
So luckily, we called Apple.
A lot of Roblox purchases he made.
Clash of Clans. I don't know what it was. It was some weird, just video game. But luckily, we called Apple. Hey, we had a 6-year-old kid. He didn't realize it. He made a mistake. And they waived all the charges.
That's pretty generous of them.
But that's way different. I mean, my kid was 6. This kid's 21 years old. And knowingly,
well, I told you,
doing what he's doing.
The thing that most infuriated me about Stevie recently is that he parked a car at the airport for a week or whatever. It cost me $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, you know,
didn't
stupid.
Cost you $100,000.
No, it didn't cost me $1,000, but relative, maybe it's someone. I don't know. I mean, it's enough to be butt annoying.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Butt annoying.
Well, that's just him being clueless. Jax Ulbrich was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I thought he was being funny.
Yeah, that's the
thing.
So
you can tell all his buddies, hey, you never guess what I just did.
It's not that that's the thing. Like, if you want to do it, even if you want to do it with your boys while you're drinking, but when you put it on social media, it's going to get out.
Everyone's going to see it.
My kids would know better than that. Dad's going to find out.
Yeah.
It's going to look bad for my dad.
I know.
It's just terrible.
I mean,
moron, loser.
It's not a national tragedy, but it's just embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
You know, whatever.
But it's look. I'll give Rom credit about the attention dollars phrase. It's a phenomenon. I was watching. I only have seen the trailer, but the Pauls have a show. I don't know if it's on Max or. I'm guessing it's on Max.
I don't know.
Is it a reality show?
Reality show following their lives.
Right.
And the slug line in the trailer is, in America, the currency isn't dollars, it's attention.
Did Rom produce this special?
Wow.
I froze the screen and took a picture and sent it to Rom.
Wow. There's definitely,
that is funny.
I mean, but, it's definitely a thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a kid. He put it on social media because he thought he was going to get positive attention. and then he got assailed.
Yeah. But people I don't think it's fair to call the dad a bad parent. I mean, things happen. 21-year-old males are so stupid. They do this kind of stuff. Imagine you're with your boy. Like, if you're 21, you're with your boys, and someone, you guys back in the day, gave you, you guys were sitting around and you're looking at Clyde Drexler's phone number or something, you guys would be like,
I did so many dumb things when I was 21.
It's the next level. Doing something stupid is one thing. It's just that when you put it on social media like that, you got to think about ramifications. Kids know, they know better.
No, they don't. He's right. You're 21. I mean, look, we were 30 years old and did a segment called Bother the Pro. Yeah.
They all kids that are 21, they also get this excuse because we've heard it a billion times. Their brains aren't even fully functioned until like mid-20s, like 25. So you can kind of use that excuse.
I'm not giving them a pass.
What is, JP, what is the difference between that and Bother a Pro?
That's what I'm saying. There's not that much of a difference.
Well, we weren't really pranking him. We were just trying to interview him.
Yeah,
We were trying to interview him.
Yeah, and it also wasn't during the prank. Draft.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to humiliate the person.
Trying to catch him by surprise.
We were trying to
get him on the show. Dude.
Trying to get him on the show.
Yeah.
It wasn't a prank.
But you were calling them early in the morning.
I guess that's the only time I have a show. Actually, we're doing it at night.
It was at night.
It was at night.
That's why I was successful.
Yeah.
When we moved to mornings, it was less successful.
We couldn't get guests. Let's call the pros that we know they were in town. We'll call them in the hotels. I mean, we were doing it for entertainment value, sure.
What about Greg Oster tags up to these days?
I think one of the biggest differences is just the moment that if he did this prank call to Shedeur Sanders a month earlier, not really a big deal. But as the kid is waiting to fulfill his dream of being drafted into the NFL, you're faking it. Now, apparently, happened to a bunch of players. And I don't know if it was just him.
That's what I said. Connerly, it happened to, and others. It's an epidemic.
He's just a stupid kid, and the dad has to pay for it. Makes him look stupid.
He's going to be so bitter when he looks at he's going to look at his check. And it's going to have, like, in the fine section, where he's probably never paid one before, it's going to have a big, fat deduction for a long time to get that $100K out.
The great thing about those Bother the Pro segments was, even if we only got them on for 30 seconds, like, we got Jimmy Johnson on at one point, and he wanted nothing to do with us, so he hung up.
That was great content.
I could put it on a guest list and send it to Leonard Shapiro and say, hey, dude, you're not giving the junkies any love. Here's who we had on the show.
We had a big silly on the show for 20 seconds.
Did we get Larry Walker? Did we get Larry Walker?
He was great.
Larry Walker was awesome.
He was great. We had a couple guys,
that were just awesome.
Rolled with it.
Yeah. And then, you know, the majority of them just hung up on us.
Right. Which is fine.
But
did we get Ricky Waters?
Ricky Waters, he wanted nothing to do with us.
Yeah, not size.
Yeah, but it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we kind of expected.
Got hits and misses. It's the way it works.
I mean, if we got a guy on for 10 minutes, we hit a home run.
Yep. All right, coming up at 7:20, Neil Greenberg is going to join us. We'll talk Caps with him, and you better listen up because he will give you his Derby pick for this weekend. So hopefully you can cash in like Valdez and Uncle Kenny. We'll be right back.